Jess, Ducco, I need your help with a bit of a dilemma that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect you necessarily to know the etiquette in this particular situation, but I'd love to get your thoughts nonetheless. Okay, twins, birthday. They're about to turn 5. In a few weeks' time, we're going to organise their party.
That's a bit of fun.
We decided that we were going to do it at Revolution Sports Park. Like, it's trampoline and inflatable park. Great place to go.
Absolutely.
Kids love it.
Yeah.
So we made the invite. We booked it a couple of weeks ago, but we haven't handed them out yet.
Is that why Ducco and I haven't received anything?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on mine. Yeah, I love the sports park.
I haven't seen an invite in my backpack. Have you seen an invite in your backpack?
No. I look at my pigeonhole every day.
Yeah. My tub.
That's exactly how it happens too.
I know. You've explained that to us.
Yeah. Anyway, so our plan was, because our twins go to daycare on Wednesdays, their first day of the week.
God, that'd be good starting on a Wednesday.
Just not it, bad. They've cheated Tuesday as well. I thought Monday public holiday was pretty good.
Anyway, so today we were going to hand out the invites.
You know, today's Wednesday, yes.
Plenty of time, 2.5 weeks for the parents to be able to, you know, decide RSVP. Guess what happened?
What happened?
Friday last week, we got an invite in the bag.
Oh,
the week after the twins' birthday, one of their friends is having a party at Revolution.
Oh, no.
So the party is after the twins, but their parent has gotten in earlier to give more leeway time.
And so ours would be before, but we haven't given out the invites.
Oh, so it's going to look like you've thought, that's a good idea for a party. Let's book there.
I'm going to get in first.
Let's snake in front.
Because no one's
going to
know when you booked it. You may have booked it earlier.
Yeah.
Actually made the phone call.
Well, yeah, I don't know when they booked.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like that anyway.
I know. So,
and all the kids will be so excited to go to it first and foremost, and they won't want to go to a week later.
Exactly. Is it the same group of friends? Like, is everyone sort of invited?
Yeah. So he's coming. The
birthday boy?
The birthday boy. Mm. And it's the same crew. They all roll around. It's the same crew.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good the place is. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to go twice in 2 weeks.
It's a good place. I don't know.
It's a great place. And the kids, I'm sure, will love it, but like, very unoriginal from you. Stealing another kid's birthday venue.
How would you feel if you were the parent in the? How would you feel if you were the parent in the opposite? Like you were the opposite parents.
Yeah.
And you'd plan the party, and you're going, "Oh my god!" Like Debbie and Dom planned their little Timmy's party.
Timmy again.
Little Giuseppe's party for the week before.
Much better. And get on board, Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
You wouldn't care. You'd care. You'd take it personally.
The only reason I'd say I don't care is to try and make myself feel better about the situation that I've found myself in.
Fair.
But yeah, you probably would. You'd probably have a quiet chat to Georgette and just be like, how are these people putting their party the same place as ours? We gave out our invites to them a week ago.
But the only saving grace, maybe Gilly can pull them aside, these other parents, and go, we're going to go first. We'll give you some pointers on how to make yours even better.
That's true.
Level up. Maybe you can do kind of crap lolly bags and then their lolly bags will be better. Do you know what? Give them a little bit of motivation that yours will be good, if not better. We just will go first.
Okay.
People have come up to me and said, do you mind if I book Red Leaf, the wedding venue? Go for it, but good luck trying to do it as good as us.
Right.
But we've laid the
will
landscape.
Will yours be in vogue? I
don't think so, because it's always that matter of like, all right, how do we level up?
Yeah.
They get to go second. They can level up on what you and Gigi do.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's a good thing to highlight to them.
Advice? Yeah, that's good. What about this? So genuinely, last week, we found in the bottom of the kid's backpack an invite to a party that we didn't know about, which happened 4 months ago.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you never saw the invite?
So we never saw
it. You looked rude then, didn't you?
I didn't even RSVP.
Oh, God.
I messaged the mum yesterday saying, I'm so sorry. Mortified. Did a deep clean of the bag today.
Jesus, how much rubble is in these kids' bags?
Have you seen a kid's bag after daycare?
Not really, I haven't.
So the social calendar they have is really cool.
Wow.
Like, it's rich. Jeez, it's filling up.
So can I just say I didn't see the invite?
I reckon this is a good way to split the class. It's a good way to just divide and conquer.
Who do you choose, the twins or this boy?
Oh.
And you know what? You can say, Jess and I'll be at the party. That's a hot attraction.
Absolutely.
The whole Nick, Jess and Ducco crew will be at the
Are we broadcasting
castle.
Live?
We'll do it.
Should we play a live alpha box?
Let's make your kids' party so much better that no one goes to theirs the week
later.
They
can't even try and top it.
Suck it.
Okay. All right, just I've got to jot down a couple of details. Do you guys want apple juice or orange juice?
I like orange, please.
Big apple guy myself.
Okay, and is there any preference on whether you would like the race car cake or the castle cake?
Ooh, oh, castle cake.
I think it's got to be castle.
Well, I'm doing both. I'm just going to put you down for a slice.
Give me a slice of the castle, please.
Okay. Also, slice of one each. Don't call me greedy, you know?
Okay, cool. And party pies or sausage rolls?
Oh, party pies.
Yeah, it's got to be party pies.
Okay, absolutely.
Do not skimp on the sauce.
All right. And what are you guys going to offer as entertainment for this party to make it the best ever?
Well, obviously, we'll have a dance routine. I can work on.
I can do balloon animals, but they'll all be snakes.
Amazing.
Why is it all phallic-shaped objects? Shut up. Take it.
Shut up, Timmy.
Welcome to Otis's party.